pamphlet giving three accounts of the defeat of the Jacobites in Preston, Lancashire, dated from the 14th to 15th of November, 1715. A copy of three letters giving an account of the total defeat of the rebels at Prestoon in Lancashire. Carlisle, November the 14th, 1715. Sir, at 7 o'clock this night, we have the comfortable news of the rebels in Lancashire being defeated at Prestoon by General Wills and his forces, and that Carpenter came up to complete the action, as we are informed by several letters from thence to my Lord Lonsdale and our Governor, the contents of which I have seen, particularly that Forrester, Darnwater, and the chiefs are killed, and that not many of any rank are escaped. They fought it very desperately, being in the town of Prestoon, though they had the general's summons to surrender and might expect the king's clemency. All the accounts agree that not many of the rebels have escaped. I am, etc., to the Provost of Dumfries, signed, Jos Parker. Carlisle, November the 15th at 5 in the morning. Sir, I could but send you an imperfect account last night of the rebels' defeat, but I have just now an express which tells me that these poor devils who escaped slaughter in the town fled to the church and begged quarter, but General Wills did not think it consistent with his orders to allow it them. I hope this will prove a decisive stroke to the rebellion. As early as it is, I have ordered the ringing of the bells and other rejoicings will follow. Pray forward this good news to Edinburgh, that the Duke of Argyll may have it as soon as possible. I am, etc. Signed, Thomas Stanwix. Dumfries, November the 15th, 1715. My Lord Provost, at 5 o'clock at night, I send you in haste this second express with an account of a complete victory over the rebels in Prestoon. We have no more particulars than what the two enclosed copies bear, one from the Governor of Carlisle, the other from my correspondent in Carlisle. It appears there has been a great slaughter among them after they refused to surrender and submit to His Majesty's clemency, which was offered to them by General Wills and rejected. I am in haste, my Lord, your most humble servant, signed Robert Corbett, directed to the Honourable my Lord Provost of Edinburgh.